and the more unusual it has been, the more phenomenal that claim, the better. This spiritual direction is, I want to be clear, is valuable, but I want to add, is not strictly necessary. One reason we make retreats is to benefit from retreat directors who have had the experience themselves, both the spiritual experience and the experience of dealing with souls. Hear it, the great Teresa of Avila was very selective in whom she chose for herself and for her sisters to be spiritual directors. Spiritual direction has become a phenomenon and one of the almost prescribed conditions for qualifying for giving spiritual direction is the person has been trained through years of study, years of analysis of the spiritual life. In some cases, this can be useful. In many cases, I well know, it can be misleading. There are more people now, I've never counted them, but I believe there are more people now who have had training, years of training in what we call the science of the spiritual life than ever before in the history of the church. Be careful, be watchful whom you take or accept direction from. And the reason is because just since a person knows the vocabulary of spiritual direction, believe me, is no proof that person understands the spiritual life. What are some practical guidelines for mental prayer? Very important. We should have a definite time for mental prayer. This question is basic to the retreat. All of us should have a definite time for prayer. And then nothing interfere with that time. Secondly, have a definite duration, length of time when you formally pray. 50 minutes, half hour, an hour, whatever time will be, and of course, it should be a definite time of the day. may continue. We cannot always meditate, but we can always engage in mental prayer. What is mental prayer for our purpose here? In the time I set aside each day to concentrate on thinking about God. This, I would submit, is the single most important recommendation I'm giving you during this retreat. Have time for prayer, a definite time, when you don't do anything else. Now notice, we may not always be able to meditate, think theologically, some truth of our faith, but we can always engage in mental prayer. To illustrate, we should all have a definite schedule for each day. Time when we get up, time when we do certain things, time when we don't do other things. There should be a definite time and period for, I repeat, mental prayer. And what is mental prayer? In plain English, it is simply opening our hearts to God, allowing Him to speak to us. The more busy we are with so many things, the more you must, I must, devote a certain time each day to mental prayer. The value of this mental prayer is priceless. Now, I have 3, 6, 7. 7 brief answers, which I hope to finish in this meditation. The question reads, what are some synonyms for mental prayer? The synonyms are priceless. First, mental prayer is the most simple expression of the mystery of prayer. The first thing, the main thing that we do when we engage in mental prayer is to place our minds in contact with God. But we've got to do it. We pick up all kinds of books, newspapers, you name it. There are in the United States daily printed millions of words. We must chew selectively among these things which have been written or published, what will keep my mind on God? Secondly, now bear. Here is the most powerful time of prayer. And I pray mentally. My will tells my mind, think about God. Which needless to say, is not what most people are doing most of the time. Thirdly, mental prayer is contemplation, which our eyes of faith are fixed on Jesus. In the words of the very simple Kyrie of ours, he says, I look at him and he looks at me. And that is why I mean this. The most precious time of any given day is the time we spend before the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus Christ is here. Faith tells us He is here just as really and truly as He is in heaven. What does mental prayer do? Mental prayer listens to the Word of God. It shares mysteriously. It shares in the Word of God, in saying yes, the yes of Christ to His Father, and the fiat of Our Lady to God's will. Cultivate the habit of saying yes to God every day. But you better know who is speaking. Mental prayer, strange word. Mental prayer is silence and the symbol of the world to come. There are no speeches. There's only giving that feeds the fire of love. As if a God, this would be a totally empty building. We only have the past sense made by God. We exist only because God, His love, keeps us in existence. And we are to express our love for Him, and I mean this constantly, especially when things go hard. We have two more. Mental prayer is a prayer of union with Christ, insofar as it enables us share in His mystery. I see far more than the words may imply. What? Tell me, what in this world do we understand? Fully understand The answer is nothing. Everything in this world partakes of mystery. And mental prayer is that form of communication with God about things we do not grasp. But communicating with God, we grow. We shall keep going for all eternity in a clearer and deeper understanding of everything. That's why heaven is eternal. Finally, mental prayer is a communion of love, sustaining the life of the world. Unless there are people who love, the world would long ago have been destroyed. But this matter of prayer is a communion of love. It is effective only in the measure you're willing to remain in the darkness of faith. And the more intelligent we are, the more gifted we are. I know I've dealt with too many intelligent people. We ought to know when to stop asking questions of God. We ought to let go. And Lord, I don't get it. I don't grasp it. But I believe you. Oh, how important this is. Especially for our life of prayer. When we pray, we are talking with God about things that only He comprehends. We beg, we pray to more clearly and deeply understand, but we shall never, the average never, fully grasp, no matter what we believe. That humility is at the heart of our faith. Lord Jesus, we beg you, teach us the meaning of mental prayer. We are to pray indeed with our minds, but our wills are also deeply involved. We pray with our minds, being sure we are speaking to a real God. But we can also speak to God with our wills hungry, starving for Him. Lord Jesus, teach us the most important lesson we have to learn in life. That there is nothing on earth we can fully comprehend. We leave that in your hands. Allow you to enlighten us as you will. And in the meantime, to keep us very, very humble. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.